Hi guys, it's me, Sadie, from the Daily Escape Podcast. How are all of you? If you haven't noticed, I haven't done a podcast for a couple weeks. I skipped last week because I honestly just was not up for it. And throughout the last week or so, I've been dealing with a lot of stuff physically and mental health-wise. And I guess I kind of just hibernated a little bit, even though it's spring. I felt like it was winter time, kind of that dark, gloomy winter time in my head, my mind, my body, my soul, and I just kind of hid away. So today, instead of keeping myself hidden away, I wanted to reach out to all of you and just give you a little boost of encouragement. Even though sometimes I don't always feel like I'm the one to do it, I guess that's how I've been feeling lately, is how can I get on this podcast and encourage you guys when my life feels like it's been turned upside down as well. And I wanted to start with just being open and honest with you guys and remind you that this is why I'm here. I've always said that I was going to be honest with you, that I was going to share how I feel, no matter how much it hurts, no matter how down I am. And I did not live up to that promise this last week because honestly, I just didn't feel like it. Everything has just been out of whack for me. It's kind of hard to explain. It started with maybe my doctor's appointment a couple weeks ago, knowing that we kind of fell off the wagon as far as exercising and eating right. I have some medical issues that have come up since then, and I was doing really well last year at staying on top of it and, you know, staying in control of how we eat, change the way we ate. We were up to hiking like that last weekend that we hiked in October or November, we hiked almost 9 miles and it felt amazing. I was starting to feel really good. But as many of you, I'm beginning to think that I suffer from that seasonally affected disorder. It tanked, everything tanked this winter time. And I started just kind of feeling blah. And I still wrote, I finished my book. I put my book out March. It's just been a few weeks ago, end of March possibly. And then I started just with this horrible brain fog. And I realized after my doctor's appointment, my weight was at an all-time high. I am almost up to where I was before I lost 15 pounds by the end of last fall when we were exercising and taking care of myself. My emotions have been all over the place. My energy level has tanked. And I feel like some days it's a struggle to get out of bed, and I feel ridiculous saying that because there's nothing going on in my life right now that even warrants all of this. I should not be depressed. I should not be anxious. I should not have this lack of energy, but I felt like I was at a breaking point, and not in a breaking point where I'm down so much that like I can't handle it, this is the end, anything like that. That's not what I mean, but I mean, I feel like I'm at a breaking point in that you've heard me quote this quote several times on the podcast, but old ways won't open new doors. And so I feel like now I have no choice but to change, or one day soon, it will be too late for second chances. So it's been a long time since I've looked internally at who I truly want to be that I almost don't know where to start. And I think what I've narrowed down, I've been listening, I've been just cramming everything I can into my brain, even when I don't feel like it, and I listen to these people talk, and I'm like, how do you have it all together? How can I not have it all together? I have no reason not to feel the same way they do, but I think it's because I listen, but I haven't been putting it into action. I listen to what other people do to inspire others. I get on the podcast and I talk to you and I inspire you and I help you through your journey, but I'm not helping myself on my own journey. I am actually doing just the opposite, and it's been detrimental to my health, my mind, my body, and my spirit. So for so long, I've defined myself by how I've taken care of everybody else that I don't even know who I am anymore. And I'm just going to ask the question, does anybody else feel that way too? For me, it all started maybe when like our last child moved out and then moved back in. But during that brief period of time when she was gone as well, I felt like, okay, this is what empty nesting is like. And I'd been looking forward to it for so long. I love my husband to death. We're best friends. We do everything together. And for that part of our life, I am super excited. I'm super excited for us to join together like we never have been before as just a couple and learn what that looks like for our life moving forward. But it doesn't do any good if I'm falling apart and I'm not giving him 100% of what he needs either. We've waited for this time in our life and now I'm like, I don't feel like doing anything. I don't feel like making you joyful or happy or whatever because I can't even get myself out of this slump. So my husband has been my absolute rock lately and kept me encouraged, even if that means calling me during the day and saying, hey, kind of a mental check-in, where are you at? How can I help? So I wanted to just kind of talk about a few ways to start with you and get yourself unstuck and maybe move beyond that point of realizing how desperately we need a new narrative to write the story of who we are to become. And like I said, in this season, it has me all kinds of turned around and it's knocked me to the ground. And I have been unable to stand back up. I literally felt like at times that I didn't have enough energy to stand back up. And some of that has to do with the physical stuff that's going on with me. And it's been hard for me to just admit that it's okay to stop sometimes and take a breath, take a pause, and just take a step back. But through all of this, I've also learned that my mindset is shifting. And I think I can see the tiniest glimpse of light ahead. I know it's worth putting in the work and doing what it takes to get there, where I want to be, where I've always wanted to be. But I'm going to have to do a lot of work first. So, like I said, I've been listening to a lot of things lately. One of them is called Wake Up Girl Podcast. You might want to check that one out. But she talks about how she helps others on their journey of rewriting their story too, which is what I'm all about. So I can totally relate to a lot of the things she says. But one of the things she says is, so a lot of the podcasts will tell you to get out of the past. Get unstuck by moving beyond the past. Leave it in the past, move forward. Her view is, that's great, we do need to do that, but for a moment, for a season, we need to step back into that and face our past. So we need to look in the rearview mirror. We need to dig into that past and consider how we feel now. Like my belief system was based on someone else. My parents, anybody who's been an integral part of my life, my family, my friendships throughout the years has created this belief system. But is it something that I truly believed in? And that's, I think, where my husband and I both are now. That's great. I am so thankful for the belief system that we had back in the day that it served me. But those beliefs no longer serve me. They're self-limiting. They are just downright toxic sometimes, and that's fine. I've admitted that. We face that. But now, what do you do from here? Now you're stuck in this space where you're like, who the heck am I? So we need to dig into that past and consider our beliefs, our morals, our values, and who we were as a child. Now, this has been something that I think I heard it on Mel Robbins last week, also on Lewis Howes from the School of Greatness. Both of those people, please, if you haven't listened to them, go back and listen to some of their podcasts. But Lewis, I believe, is the first one that said picturing yourself as a child. So I've heard multiple people just within the last couple weeks say this, but it's as simple as getting out a picture of yourself from childhood. And I have one right now sitting on my desk that's been sitting here for the last probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 months. Two different pictures here. One is of my dad behind me, holding me with my arms outstretched. Another one is my dad holding me on top of his shoulders, and I have the biggest smile on my face. Another is my favorite house from childhood, with my grandma sitting next to me, and it must have been Christmas time. I'm sitting in the rocking chair that my grandpa made, and I must have just opened a gift, but I'm looking at my grandma, and I have the hugest smile on my face. So those are pictures that I chose to pull out for this example that I keep handy, and I've actually taken pictures now on my phone so I can look at those when I need. But whoever's podcast was the first one to initiate this exercise says that we need to go back to that time in our life where we felt happy, where we felt fulfilled as a child, or that our needs were being met before trauma ever happened. And for me, this would be this age. I don't know if I'm on one of these pictures. I think I'm only like a year and a half old. In another one, I'm probably maybe 5. But I do know that it's before my mom and dad got divorced. And in these pictures, this was the epitome of my family and of happiness and where some of my greatest, happiest memories come from. So what I want to do by looking at these pictures is to reach out to that child, to look into her eyes and invite her to be with me. Picture her. What were her goals, dreams, and wishes? And I want you guys to do some homework this week. I'm going to do the same thing. We're actually going out of town this weekend, and we're going to do a podcast, I believe, with some close family members who've been dealing with just some issues relating to, so they adopted 3 girls. They've been through infertility. They've been through adoption process. And we just kind of want to hear their story and where they're at now in their lives. So we're going to take a step back and spend some time with family this weekend, some much needed time away. And I think that will help too. But when I get home, I'm going to delve into some of these same exercises that I'm giving you. And I think I really want to be open and honest and maybe podcast even more through some of these times, because I think even if I just talk to you every day for, you know, 5-10 minutes and let you know I'm here, wherever you're at on your journey, I'm right here. I'm not going anywhere and I'm tired of hiding myself away. So this exercise that I want you guys to do, I want you to picture yourself as a child. I want you to find a picture of yourself, dig it out. If you have to get it from your parents, if they've still got your baby albums, your photo albums, but whatever it is, go back to one of your happiest memories as a child and look into the eyes of that child that you see in that picture or in that memory. And I want you to picture yourself. And then I want you to write it out. I want you to sit with your journal, go to the lake, go sit in the sun, go to the beach, go to the mountains, go to nature, wherever you can get away. And I want you to write these things down. Who were you as a child before the trauma happened? And maybe, unfortunately for some of us, that trauma is going to be an ongoing issue from the time you were born. And this will be a difficult experiment for you to do. But surely there are happy memories and there are times in your life that you can revert back to that time and you can hold yourself as a child and give yourself what you need. But I want you to picture that child. What were your goals? Was there a time in your life that you thought, I've got it all together in my head. I'm going to get married at a certain age. I want a certain job. What were your goals? What did your future look like? Did you dream big at that point? For me, I've always dreamt since I was little. I remember wandering through the woods with my grandma. And she would take me on the most magical adventures. And mind you, my grandma was deaf. So I don't even remember the conversations between us half the time. But I do know that we had this unspeakable connection. We could get lost in nature. And, you know, I'd pick up slugs and I'd search for these leaves that she would keep. And we'd press them in books when we got home. And those are some of my just most influential, most beautiful memories. And she has shaped who I am. I felt safe when I was with her. She's one of the only people in my life that I never, ever, ever felt judged by. Ever. She loved me unconditionally as well as all the rest of her grandkids. And we never had to guess how she felt about us. So during that time when I was little, and I was out exploring with her, it was magical to me. I thought of all kinds of hopes and dreams and wishes at that age. And I believed I could do anything. So what I want you to do is I want you to write out those things. I want you to talk to your child. I know the phrase inner child is overused, and some of you don't even like that phrase. But that child, that precious child that was within you when you were little is what we need to find that connection to. We need to show that connection to her and tell her, you are safe. I will not let you be hurt any longer. I will not let you be hurt by not dealing with my trauma any longer. I'm moving forward with emotional health and grace and mercy the only way I know how. And the thing is, whatever happened in your past that caused the trauma, we're not excusing the trauma or the person that did it, but they too moved forward in what they did and their actions the only way they knew how. Sometimes it stemmed from a broken childhood themselves. It's not an excuse, but it is our responsibility to move forward and get ourselves unstuck from this and untether ourselves from this trauma and this past that is making us depressed and lack of energy and not able to move forward to be the people that we need to be. So look at that picture. Don't rush it and feel all the emotions you need to feel. But look into your own eyes as a child and talk together. Talk her into the future. Find forgiveness. It's difficult because we think that when we forgive, we wash away everything, like the accountability, or that justifies the other person's actions that caused that trauma. It's not these things that are important. It was never okay that it happened. And those people should always remain accountable for what they did. But it isn't for them. It's for you. You are letting that child know that, and actually maybe you need to ask her forgiveness. That just dawned on me. I need to ask her forgiveness for not protecting her. And it's not because I didn't protect her from what happened, but I didn't protect her from my reaction. And I'm still causing her pain right now by staying stuck in this moment. So I need to forgive myself. I need to allow her to forgive me and hear her say, it's okay. You did the best you could, but now I'm going to take your hand and we're going to walk forward into the future. So I wanted to talk a little bit about my specific trauma, but I'm not going to do that today. I've been through years of soul searching and diving deep into that pain and learning to forgive. And, you know, the choice is mine now to let it go, knowing sometimes I won't ever get those answers. Neither will you. You won't get that apology or the support you needed. But you can reach back into the past and grab my own hand and wrap your arms around that child that was terrified of waking up to find what the next day might hold during the months that followed what happened, or the years that followed what happened, and tell her that the past does not define her, that you're here, that she doesn't deserve what happened, and that if she just holds on a little longer, her life will become so much more filled with so much more love and happiness and joy than she could have ever thought possible in those moments of total darkness. And then you need to tell yourself that you're proud of her. You're proud of that child who made it out of things that she never thought she could. And I'm here today to tell you the same thing. I'm thankful for this life lesson because I am able to share my pain and my story to help you, but also to learn to rewrite my future. Because I'm trying to release myself from that trauma to move forward. And I know that I'll be stronger than I ever thought possible as I pen those new lines to help me heal. And you too have that power. So we need to stop and we need to take responsibility. Once you go back and you reach the hands and the eyes of that child, you learn to forgive, you bring her into your future. Now it's time to take responsibility and forgive yourself and others. You can't stay here because it doesn't serve you any longer. One of the biggest things that you can do that I've heard other people talking about, and we all know this, gratitude is also an overused word. But I want you to reach into that and do another thing that I've heard lately on another podcast. I can't remember which one it is again. But I feel like journaling and writing our thoughts down right now are essential. And that's exactly what I'm going to do when we get home from this trip is I'm ready. I just reached out to my husband earlier. We were chatting and I apologize to him for dragging us both down. I feel like the clouds are kind of gone today a little bit, and even though it's cloudy outside, my brain, my spirit is ready for this weekend, is ready to be with family, and I feel better than I have in the last few weeks. And so I apologize to him for just what's been going on and allowing myself that negativity and to be swallowing us both up in it. And he understands completely. He's been my rock, like I said. He's super encouraging and always there for me. But his response back was, we need a whole life feng shui or feng shui, however, whichever way you say that. And we do. On every level, I need to take a step back and restart everything. So practicing gratitude, like I said, I want you to make out a list. And like I said, I heard this on another podcast, so if anybody knows a better way to do this, feel free to reach out. But one of the things they mentioned is writing down the things that you love about yourself and journaling and practicing gratitude each day. I think we can always find things to be grateful. Even in the crappiest of days, there's always something to be thankful. If nothing else, it's the fact that you're alive and you're breathing. Even if, I mean, I know a lot of people that have been to the point of, you know, not wanting to be here on this earth anymore and facing suicide, but there's always a reason to hold on and there's always light beyond the darkness. So the more you can be grateful for, the more you take away the power of the past and the pain and the hurt, and you let yourself know that this is not going to hold me back any longer from being grateful for what I have now in this moment, no matter what happened to us in the past. We need to release ourselves from those self-limiting beliefs and free ourselves to become who we were always meant to be. So, like I said, my mindset is shifting and I can see that light ahead. My biggest challenge right now, actually on my phone, I have changed my lock screen to say the biggest project you could ever work on is yourself. And for me, that's where I'm at right now, learning to take care of myself and love myself. I have taken care of everyone else my entire life, and I always put myself last, and I need to learn to love myself, and that's the hardest part for me. I've never allowed myself to truly do that before. I give to everybody else. I forgive everybody else. I accept them in spite of their idiosyncrasies, traumas, and their pain, and no matter what their story was or where they came from, like I said, I guide them with compassion and understanding. So what about me? To be honest, I'm burned out and I got tired of trying, but I forgot about me. I continued, even if I didn't have energy, I continued to take care of everyone else and make sure everyone else's needs are met. But where is that going to serve me in the future if I don't take care of myself? If I don't take care of myself and my health continues, not even just my mental health, but if my health continues the way it is right now, I won't be here for a long time like I want to be for my kids, my grandkids, my husband, my family, to help take care of them. So I saw this quote when I was planning the podcast, and it says, if you wake up and the day feels broken, just lean into the cracks. And I thought that that's a really good way to look at that. Like I said, I'm tired of like being stuck in the darkness. There's always light somewhere within those cracks. So instead of just letting it be broken, lean into the cracks. Lean into the little tiny glimpses of light. So those cracks brought us to where we are today. They served a purpose. So let's look between them to find the light and the life lessons. I also heard Mel Robbins say that she was actually coaching somebody on the podcast, but she said she just reminded them that they deserve to be happy. And I realized that I don't think I feel that that was true, not inherently anyway. It was my job to make sure that I keep everybody else going and everything in order. And I feel that I'm selfish or I'll upset somebody if I take care of myself and I put someone else's needs before mine, because that's just who I am. I feel like that they'll pull their love away maybe from me if I don't do exactly what I feel others want me to do or need me to be. So I guess we need to face that voice and, you know, be honest about whose voice is telling you that. Whose voice told you that you had to take care of everybody else or that it's not okay to take care of yourself? Turn towards that person and speak to them and tell them, I'm not going to listen to your voice anymore. You don't have to be responsible for that generational trauma or the toxic life commandments that were dumped on you. It is our responsibility to do better now. We need to tell that voice to shut up and get out of the way. So these are the things I'm working on. Like I said, it's a long process. It's a long journey. I haven't been where I want to be, but I do know that that mantra that I'm currently following, old ways won't open new doors, that's where I'm at right now. I hope you guys all have a wonderful weekend. I want you to get out your journal and I want you to write your thoughts down. And we're going to delve a little bit deeper into this, like I said, on my next podcast and in the upcoming weeks. I'm also going to go back and start sharing some of my previous podcasts on my whole decluttering series because I feel like that's what I need the reminder of. I've been cluttered with all these old things that I keep just drudging up, but I don't really do anything with them. It's kind of like going to Goodwill and bringing all this stuff home and you pile it in a corner and you get new stuff and you don't do anything with the old stuff. It just piles up and you become a hoarder. Not literally, I'm not literally a hoarder. But emotionally, in some ways I am. And so when each of the things come up that I don't want to deal with, I just pile on more. And I think, oh, here's new ways to deal with this. Here's new ways to deal with this. But then maybe I learn that and I start to let go of something. Another memory will pop up. I grab it back. And I just get stuck in the past again. So I'm here to help. I wanted this to be an open and honest conversation with us today and let you know that I am struggling and I was suffering in silence and not reaching out, not letting anybody know. And I don't think until this last week my husband even knew. And honestly, two of the people that I have found the most compassion with and been able to tell them how I was feeling are my mother-in-law and my daughter, both of which who have a tremendous amount of physical issues and emotional issues of their own, but they didn't judge me. I have a lot of people around me that I keep myself hidden away because they'll say, hey, how you doing? They don't want to know the answer to that. If I say how I'm feeling, they are on the ready to say, oh, that's great, but listen to what happened to me because it's 10 times worse than what you're going through. And so I just shut up and I keep it hidden and I hide myself away and protect myself because it's not a competition. How sick and twisted is that, that it needs to be a mental health competition on, you know, I'm sorry that you are feeling 10 times worse than I am, but that does not discount how I'm feeling in this moment either. And usually I just quiet my mind and myself and I walk away and I say, okay, nobody wants to listen, so you might as well just suck it up, buttercup, and move on. And I'm tired of doing that. I'm going to reach out to the people that I love the most, that I trust, and say, hey, I am not okay right now. I need you to help me keep my mindset in check. I need to be accountable to you and have you say, hey, I realize I see you're struggling, but you're not going to stay here. We love you too much to you know, let you stay here in this space and destroy who you are. And I guess that's my point, is we need to reach back to that child in the past and say the same thing and break those generational traumas and toxic life commandments and say, I love you in spite of what happened to both of us. I love you, but we're not going to go through this anymore. We are going to move forward to learn to be healthy and whole together. And I love you. You are enough. And I accept you just the way you are. And I'm saying the same thing to you guys. If you can't find that spot to reach back to, I'm saying it to you. You are enough. You are loved. And I'm here every step of the way. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend and know that I am right here always. I love you unconditionally, no matter what you've been through, no matter how horrific your traumas, your dreams, your nightmares are that you have never expressed to anybody else. I'm here, and I'm here to help you through it. All my love, Sadie.